True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Valley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There is a lot happening with our Falcons today. And one of the main things is that Kirk Cousins did speak today about a variety of things. We have not heard from him. Not just Mike and I, you. Nobody really had heard what Kirk Cousins thought, whether it be about the season, what happened, or where he's at currently. The good news is, guys, if you're just tuning in, and thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, his number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. Kirk Cousins is on board with what needs to be done. What needs to be done is our focus as a football team needs to be about how good we can be and can we get to a Super Bowl. Now, some of you are going to laugh. Some of you are going to say, Dukes, we haven't been in the playoffs in 7 years. If we're not talking about the Super Bowl, we're not talking about this thing. That is the ultimate goal. That's right. Why we're playing. I know we got to get to the playoffs. We should have went there last year. But my thing with Kirk Cousins and his comments today is he understands he doesn't need to be a distraction, and he's not going to be. And he's going to be on this team, Mike, and I'm all for those things that he said. The thing that bothered me the most was his admission to how his body felt when he said, I thought I was playing at a 7 or 8, when in reality my body was like a 3 last year.
So he wasn't ready to go. And it was eminently obvious to most fans in the Steeler game. You know, week 1, we talked at times, Kansas. That's why I said to Carl, it's almost amazing he could summon the physical skills to do what he did in that game-winning 2-minute drive against the Eagles up in Philly after the Saquon drop in that swing pass. Remember that? But then, unfortunately, things started to go sideways after he became 2-time NFC Offensive Player of the Week. But, yeah, it is what it is. I think, as you said, most fans have said, look, I'm ready. We'll turn the page. Kirk Cousins is under contract. He ain't going nowhere because there's nowhere to trade him. The only way we get him off this team is if somebody loses a starting quarterback between now and whenever. And the odds of that are pretty long. Now, but yes, injuries do occur. But that's the only place and the only way he's going. And it's not going to be a place of his choosing because, again, Carl, the threading the needle of going to a team which needs a quarterback but doesn't have another heir apparent who was drafted, that doesn't exist. So the teams that are contenders, if they lose a quarterback, whether it's through some freak injury between now and when camp starts or during camp, that's it. So Kirk's going to be here and be a good little schoolboy and do his job, and that's great. And I like what I heard from him today, but I didn't also like hearing more of this. Why couldn't you have just been straight with the team? Part of this, and I will have Kirk Cousins back on this, either you go get Penix or you go get Cousins. You don't do both. Because Cousins was ticked off from the jump on draft night, and he never played it straight with the Falcons because he didn't want Michael Penix taking his job over. So in a perfect, real, open, honest discussion with his coach, I'm not right. Take a few weeks off, get Penix in there, but he never allowed that to happen, so we lost our season.
That's what happened. The direct quote from Kirk Cousins today is, regarding my arm injury in week 10, he said he believed at the time that he was healthy enough to play, even though he knew he was injured, which is what I said to you guys about him saying, I'm good, let's play, I'm good, put me out there, I'm good.
clerical error. I'm good. That's the things that were going on last season. So he goes on to say today that he has had some time, he's had some of his best games and career performances while being banged up. I think you could just say that for any quarterback, especially when you start getting into week 10, 11, 12, and beyond. But then he says he believed his health during the season was around an 8 out of 10. But ironically, once the offseason hit, I realized my body was closer to a 3. We saw the 3, Kirk. Yeah. We saw you throw those interceptions and not be able to deliver the ball. You weren't being honest with yourself if you really feel like it was the offseason when you realized this. That is why all of us, fan base, everybody that watched this, was like, what's going on? Mike said it. What was the phrase you used? The Monstars?
Yeah, like the Monstars took his skills the way things look. I mean, that Raiders game at the end, that's when the die was cast. If you didn't believe it, you certainly knew it after that point that you just lost it. So even that's the thing. Even if Michael Penix had come in and you would have had to really have to ramp things up very quickly for that next game. Now, I don't know. We can go back and we can debate, could Penix have hit the ground running last year, and could you have gotten by with that defense that was pretty god-awful with a Jimmy Lake who didn't really know what he was doing? That might have been too much of an ask. But after that Saints game, you know, that's the thing. We beat Dallas. You know, that was the one we took care of business. Kirk could summon enough to certainly convince the coaching staff to keep rolling the dice with him. You know, but that's the thing. I mean, I should say after that, you know, that the Saints game was Denver. They beat Dallas. Then the wheels came off. I'm going backwards. Wheels come off.
Denver beat the snot out of us.
That's when McGarry, remember McGarry, gets tripped by, unfortunately, tangles his feet with Lindstrom, and he goes down. That's when the wheels come off. The Denver game, he was flat-footed. He was just dead in the water. And then subsequently, that's when you and I said, okay, the bye week would have been the time. You get an extra week to get Penix ready, and you put him up against the Chargers. And Michael Penix Jr., just giving you a modicum of professional effort, you win that Chargers game. That's the one where, again, the turnovers, the inability to rally, just brutal. The New Orleans game, we can blame Koo, all the different things that happened. But then, of course, the Minnesota game. And then, eventually, the coach says, I can't do it anymore after the Raiders game. That's the one where we nearly lost to one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah, it was an ugly, what was it, a Monday night game, if I remember correctly?
That was a Monday night game in Vegas.
It was so ugly. That game was ugly. And we were lucky to get out of there alive. As far as him disrupting, I'm talking about Kirk Cousins. This is all new, guys. Only reason we're talking about it. We hopefully are moving forward, and we'll be talking about where this team is and how they're performing and our rookies, all the things that we care about. And Mike and I are going to be up there tomorrow. We'll have a couple of guests on as well.
Four turnovers in a one possession game against the Chargers.
Brutal.
Four interceptions from Cousins. That's the one for me that the woulda, coulda. You know. And then, now granted, doesn't matter if you go on and lose to freaking Carolina
right
in the last week of the season, which we still did anyway.
He said as far as disrupting Michael Penix, he is not in the business. Direct quote from him, of disrupting Michael Penix. That's not what he wants. That's not what he's here for. So as far as this is concerned, he's going to play his position. Know your role. And I hope that's the case. And we can move forward. And whatever Michael Penix needs to lean on Kirk Cousins for, because, again, you don't discount the 14 or 15 years of experience he's got. You do lean on that and say, hey, what do you think? But he also said, I don't want to be in his ear so much where I'm also a burden to him. So there's a balance here, but I'm just glad Cousins is at least discussing some of this stuff that we've all kind of said, well, what happened? What's the deal? Why isn't he owning this? What's the situation? And by the way, the Super Bowl thing, all that stuff that took place, we're all upset. At least Mike and I were. That's all about getting some extra cash in his pocket.
He was just, again, trying to establish that, hey, guys, I really wasn't healthy. After I told everybody, hey, no, clerical error. I'm not hurt. Again, this is all about Michael Penix and not wanting to relinquish that job. And, like, I get it. He didn't expect them drafting Penix, but unfortunately, all that created, again, the general manager, whether he meant to or not, got a situation created with a quarterback who didn't want to give an inch about losing his job into what was, unfortunately, a four-week run that cost us a season. So, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts to this. I'm happy Kirk's saying these right things. There's nothing else Kirk can say. As we said, you can't go anywhere. You're under contract. The good news is, heaven forbid something happens to Penix Jr., we got a guy who will now finally be 100% because he never was last year.
Here is Raheem Morris today. This is before the guys took the field, though. He was asked about Kirk Cousins. First of all, everybody was there. There's only one guy. I think Morgan Fox is the only guy that was not there. He had a personal issue and was obviously given permission. But everybody was there today. So the attendance was not an issue. We don't have anybody that's holding out, per se, like other teams where they have certain players, T.J. Watt to be one of them, who wants a new deal. We don't have anybody in that situation. Here is Raheem Morris talking about Cousins in attendance.
Kirk Cousins is here. Everybody's here.
Have you got a chance to talk with Kirk at all since he's been here?
I got a chance to speak with everybody because I had my team meeting. So I got a chance to openly speak with everybody. I got a chance to actually speak with Kirk Cousins because he sat right up in the front row. So I saw him when he came in, and obviously he wasn't somebody that I've seen every day. So I got a chance to say what's up to him. Yes.
Okay. So he's here, and it's mandatory. So he is not going to miss that. And now we just see how we get along with Michael Penix Jr., all the weapons you got on offense, and that hope that we got one of the greatest, and arguably, Carl, one of the most expensive insurance policies in NFL history.
It's true. Look, that's the way we got to look at this. Like,
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Even if you don't like it, even if you think it's dumb and how much we're paying him and why he's still here, you've got to think about it from the standpoint of what Mike just said. Worst case scenario, we're still in a good shape. And for me, that's all I care about. I hope nothing happens and Penix balls out and, you know, does all the wonderful things we expect. But just in case.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.